Okay, so Purim is a day of celebration. The important thing is, what is it that we're celebrating? You know, sometimes there's a simcha going on, there's a party, person sees people singing, dancing, drinking, eating, joining the party. By the way, what are we celebrating? What's the party for? I'm afraid that a lot of people approach Purim that way, not really knowing what it is that we're celebrating. L'fi aniyus da'ati, I always approach Purim with almost the same amount of trepidation as I approach Yom Kippur, but in a different fashion. Yom Kippur, I know what it's about, and there's a natural trepidation approaching Yom Kippur. Sometimes Purim, my concern is that maybe I don't understand the day well enough in order to celebrate. And there's no doubt in my mind that of all the Yomim Tovim, the Oraisa, the Rabbanon, the Jewish calendar, we have many of them, the one that is the least understood, and worse than least understood, but most misunderstood, is Purim. It's a difficult, difficult avodah to perform Purim properly. What are we celebrating? There's a very simple answer, and that's the emes answer, the truth. We're celebrating the Nes of Purim. We're celebrating the fact that Haman Yimach Shemai wanted Lahashmid Laharoi Guli Abe, the Skal HaYehudim. That Haman or Russia wanted to destroy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And as I'm sure we all know, we're not just celebrating an event that happened some 2,500 years ago. But Isayf Kol HaNisim, this is all the miracles of Jewish survival. And it's amazing, as we all know, we speak about this all the time, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense that we Jews should still be here today. It certainly makes no sense that people like you and like me should be here on Pico Boulevard 2,500 years after this, after all the Holocausts and pogroms and crusades and expulsions, that we should still be here. It makes no sense. It's a Nes Gadol, and I quote Rabbi Yaakov Emden all the time, and he wrote this over 200 years ago, that the Nes of Jewish survival to him is a greater, greater miracle than all the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim Galuyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim combined. And you can imagine what he would have written 200, 250 years later with all the history that's been happening to us at warp speed since then. Tomorrow you have the Prime Minister of Israel who is going to address Congress, a very controversial act, basically to tell the world that the President of the United States, our best friend, is negotiating with Iran, a current day Haman who swore Lahashmid Laroi Guliabed. In Iran they said he's so happy that the Jews have a state because now he doesn't have to go all around the world and kill the Jews. They gather in one place, just have to shoot one nuclear weapon and kill all the Jews. And we're here. And we're thriving. And the Klal Yisrael is thriving. We're thriving materialistically. Despite all the problems, we're thriving spiritually. At least many of us are. This is what we celebrate. We celebrate our Koros HaTayiv Tekonish Baruch Hu Shosu Nisim Lanu Bayom HaMahem Bazman HaZeh. You're all familiar with the Gemara of Chayiv Inish Levesumei Bepuria Adela Yodav and Oraham and Levarach Mordechai. And Rashi says Chayiv Inish Levesumei Lebesurim means Lehishtaker. Lehishtaker means to drink wine. By the way, Lehishtaker does not Beloshon HaGemara and Beloshon Chazal mean get drunk. It means to drink wine. It means to drink an alcoholic beverage. But it says for Ferish that that's a mitzvah on Purim, the way Rashi understands it. Chayiv Inish Levesumei Bepuria Adla Yodim and Arham Levarach Mordechai. So let me explain the mitzvah to you, and let me explain why if I tell you that if any Talmud in the yeshiva drinks on Purim, they will be expelled. And let me tell you that those of you who don't take me seriously, we did it already. There's a rumor going around that, well, the Rabbeim drink, so the Yeshiva doesn't really mind. Yes, the Rabbeim drink, and I'll explain that to you too. But I want to explain to you why, despite the Gemara of Chai Vinish of Asumi Bepuri, I say, any Talmud of the Yeshiva who drinks will be expelled. That means drinking Leil Purim Wednesday night, that means Thursday morning, that means Thursday afternoon, that means Thursday night. Famous Arizal, that the Torah calls Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim. That's the way it's articulated in the Torah, Yom Kippurim. Famous Arizal, that it's Yom Kippurim. That Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Now you would imagine that how do you talk about antonyms, talk about polar opposites. How could you get anything that's so dissimilar than Yom Kippur and Purim? But the emes is, that kasha is only a kasha for people who don't understand Purim. And they don't understand the avodah of Purim. See, Yom Kippur, we understand. Yom Kippur is avodah Hashem miyira. It's avodah Hashem out of yiras ha'einish. It's hopefully in avodah Hashem, the yiras ha'einish brings us to a yiras ha'reimimus, which is awe and reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a difficult avodah on Yom Kippur, but rare is the Ben Torah who doesn't, at one point on Yom Kippur, who doesn't, even if it's not until we're screaming by Ne'ilah Shema Yisrael and Hashem Elokim, doesn't feel a spiritual high, a devekus, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an easy avodah, but it's an avodah of avodas Hashem miyira. The goal of Purim, you have to understand, the goal, when the Arizal says that Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim, the goal of Purim is the exact same goal as Yom Kippur. Is that at some point on this day, we're going to scream Shema Yisrael, we're going to scream Hashem Elokim, and I'm going to feel that closeness and the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not going to come as an Avodah Meira. It's coming Avodah Me'ahava, which is much, much more difficult. Avodah Me'ahava is much, much more difficult. We all know that from a personal situation. Yeah. If something is threatening us, we have, let's say, a relative or a good friend who's sick, immediately we run to the Tehillim and we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's fear that gets us to come close to him. We're going to be more careful in the mitzvahs. Okay, let's have a better davening. Let's have better learning. Let's be careful with brachas. Let's be careful with this. Be careful with that. Because there's a dark cloud hanging over our heads. And then Baruch Hashem, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu often does, he helps us. And we hear the good news. And maybe a few days later, we think, oh, maybe I should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We missed an opportunity of Avodah Me'ahava. To get up and dance, to get up and sing, and think how we are makir toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoda of Purim is an avoda of dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha and mishta and ahava. It's hakoras hatoiv for all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done with us. Now the minhagim of Purim, and there are many of them, are all geared for this. Because the truth is, and I think Purim maybe was perhaps written primarily for the Western culture. You know, we're not in Western, we're trained sort of not to be emotional. We don't show our emotions. Oh, your emotions. A lot of you have trouble davening for that reason. You're sort of afraid to really shuckle and close your eyes and maybe daven out loud and maybe scream Omen Yehishme Rabba in the Kedusha. Ooh, you know, what are people going to think? You know, like, who is this guy? You know, all of, especially if you haven't been doing it until now, all of a sudden, you know. In other cultures, they're not afraid to wear their emotions on their sleeve. Westerners are afraid to wear our emotions on their sleeve, which is not a good thing in most cases. It's not a good thing. It has its pros and cons. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, it's not a good thing. Because we have to be able to let loose our emotions. B'nogeya are our Avodas Hashem. Perhaps the most ubiquitous minhag of Purim is drinking. Why do we drink on Purim? Why do we drink alcoholic beverages on Purim? Because if you drink, remember, not drunk, drinking, you begin to lose your inhibitions. People who have drunk a lot will say things that they otherwise would not have said. People who normally would not sing in public will get up and sing if they drunk a little bit, because alcohol does that. It breaks down the inhibitions. That's why we drink on Purim, so that, as I'll say there, they could tell a person in several ways. One of those is bekoso. When the person drinks, his inside comes out. Nichnas yayin, yotza soid. Yayin and soid are the same gematria of 70. Nichnas yayin, wine goes in, soid. The secret's what's inside comes out. It breaks down our inhibitions. There's minhag of wearing masks on Purim. It's a wonderful, wonderful minhag. If it's done for the right reason. Imagine how much a better expressor of your Avodas Hashem, an emotional expression of Avodas Hashem, you'd be able to do if you were incognito. If nobody would know who you were. If you could come into this base medrash, or you could come to your Rebbe's house or my house, in the castle, nobody know who you are. Then you could, you know what? By putting on the costume, you could be who you really are. Because right now you can't be who you really are, because you know who you are? You are who your friends think you are. Because you're inhibited. What are they thinking of me? I don't want to be different than them. You wear a mask. So if the person drinks, he wears a mask, and he focuses on not being narcissistic and self-centered, but he has mitzvahs of mishloach manos, of giving to other people, and matonos levyonim. I'm a giver. I'm not a taker. It's no more. It's not all about me. When you drink, you wear a mask, and you give. All those things enable you to scream Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The only difference between Yom Kippur and Purim is that Yom Kippur we scream it, on Purim we sing it. But that is the goal. How many people do you know? How many people do you know who on Yom Kippur reach that Shema Yisrael? A lot. How many people do you know who on Purim reach that Shema Yisrael? Very few. I hate to say this, I don't want to be Makatre Gakal Yisrael, but it's a very, very hard Avodah. Avodah Hashem Meyahavah. The only place that you're really going to find a richtig, a proper Purim is in the yeshiva world. In Bekaisle HaYeshiva, you'll find a proper Purim. Maybe. It's the only place where there's a chance. So the Chayavinish Levesumei Bapuria goes together with the fact that this is a day, that it's a day like Yom Kippur. It's not a contradiction. Because the truth is that we need some outside help. We need some drink. We need the Mishtev Simcha. We need the party-like atmosphere in order to achieve Avodas Hashem Meyahava. But it's got to be the right party atmosphere. It's got to be a Torah party atmosphere. So let me tell you something. Ruba de ruba of the people in this room, I'm being blunt and candid. You're wonderful yeshiva bracha. You're not yet ready for prime time. You're not yet ready to say nichnas yayin yotza soid, that I'm going to drink and what's going to come out is going to be the real Ben Torah, who I am. No. Right now, you just watch your Rebbeim. Your Rebbeim drink because they're your role model. Your Rebbeim drink because they learned in Kailo for many, many years. And they've learned much more Torah than you have. And they've had much more Nisyonos HaChayim than you have had. It's not a contradiction that we say you can't drink and I could. I'm nervous about drinking, but I drink. I don't get drunk. I know there's a machlokes about this, my personal halachic firm opinion, especially b'zman hazeh, is that it is usur b'isur gomer to get drunk. For me, for your rabbeim, for any Jew. It's a mitzvah to get high. It's a mitzvah to drink enough to break down your inhibitions. So that real simcha comes out. But not for people in high school. I'm sure when you graduate and you go to yeshiva, post high school, you'll have had a few years of watching your rebbeim in high school, then you'll go to yeshiva, hopefully a good yeshiva, where they also practice a true Torah Dikur Ruach HaPurim, and you'll be able to celebrate Purim properly then also. But the reason that I am so stark about not drinking on Purim in the yeshiva is not only because you're not ready for prime time, but because it ends up to be a Chilul Hashem and a Sakona. It puts yourself with Sakona, it's dangerous, and it's a Chilul Hashem for a Ben Torah nowadays to drink. I want to mention a few practical things. First of all, it's pretty obvious to everybody in this part of Purim is easier to understand the union of Achdus on Purim. The emphasis that the halachas of Purim, which we see from Mishloach Manos and Matonos Levyainim, the emphasis on Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. You have to be very, very careful. Sometimes in the unfortunate carnival type atmosphere that develops on Purim, it's obviously extremely counterproductive if we say not nice things. People write gramin to say things that could be insulting to a friend, to make a friend feel bad. And don't get rishus beforehand. Don't, if you have a friend who's obese, weighs 400 pounds, don't ask him beforehand, is it okay if I write gramin about the fact that you are fat? Because he'll probably say, sure, I don't mind. And he is sick inside. On the Mishloach Manos Lachaveiroi, if there's a mitzvah to give a piece of cake, give a hamantash and an apple to your friend, it's a much bigger mitzvah to put a smile on the face of your friend. Purim is a time to make people happy. Purim is a time to look around, maybe you have friends who are not that popular, and be nice to them, and include them in what you're doing. That happens to me every time I look at Blender. Can't help it. You have to make sure that we make a Kiddush Hashem. Anybody who's planning on like going around collecting on Purim with an item by day, please speak to me just so you get some coaching, some guidance about how to do it in a way that creates a Kiddush Hashem rather than a Chilul Hashem. And for a Ben Yeshiva to come across like an idiot in front of people is a Chilul Hashem. So come to me for some coaching. You'll have fun. Well, most certainly, again, I'm reiterating, I'm repeating. No drinking, and don't go with anybody who's drinking. Which means that you probably can't go with anybody from any other yeshiva high school in town. Hate to say it, but that's a reality. You have to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever you go. In the street, how do you act in the street? You mean be in front of your Rebbe's house, what are you going to do? How do you act? Do you act like a Ben Torah? Or are you going to do illegal fireworks or just act like a fool in the street to make a Kiddush Hashem? There's a bus that goes from the other side of town to here. There's a sign at 6 o'clock to bring the people who are from the other side of town to my house. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see a bunch of yeshiva bachim. I'm always so delighted when I see bachim coming off the bus. So last year, one person screamed out stupidity from outside the window of the bus. So there you go. How many people were on the bus? 40, 50 guys? Whoever heard him thought that this bus is full of 40 and 50 people who are mechalalei shem shemayim b'fad hesir. Because of one person. It's a difficult, difficult avodah, and there's a lot more to talk about. A lot more to talk about. But it's called a meis of gareya when it comes to these shmuzim. Just want to mention, in case I forget, I'm going to have a separate meeting with the Dorm Talmidim about how you're going to spend your night and day. So please don't make any plans without getting them approved by me. I'm responsible for you. Okay, so I have full confidence. Purim is one of the highlights of the year over here. You know, I'm coming across strong. But I feel I'm coming across strong because, like the coach of a team who's won the championship game every year for the past 15 years, comes across strong every year. And Baruch Hashem, we have such a wonderful, wonderful Purim. It always is a tremendous, tremendous aliyah ruchnius for everybody, both when you're in your Rebbeim's homes, and when you come to my home afterwards. And when you come, you're going to get to my house like 6:15, 6:30, something along those lines. Stay at least a good hour and a half, 2 hours. I know there's a street concert on the other side of town, which is fine. It's very, very wonderful. But you're not going to get as much out of that as you are to be with your Rebbeim and your Rosh Hashiva in the house having a proper Purim. You're not going to see it over there. It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing. And it's a wonderful thing that the people who are sponsoring do it. But it's for the Hamonam. It's for people who can't, who don't know how to connect to Purim. Yes, it goes for many hours. If you want, you know, you can stay by me till 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then go there. It'll still be fine. I definitely plan to stay till 8:39 that should be the earliest. My house usually goes till at least 10, 11 o'clock. Have a mindset that you're going to utilize Purim not for shtick, but for ruchni yisdika growth. Baruch Hashem, the people in this room, we're b'nei aliyah. We're b'nei aliyah. And this is a very critical time of the year to have that kind of growth. Alei v'hatzlach. Let's just take 3 or 4 minutes as a break and please go. I told the secular teachers, for those of you who have, I think, math or PE, they're starting 20 minutes late. So that would be 2:25. And those of you who have Seder now, which is most of the yeshiva, just take a couple of minutes and then come start learning.